Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Lauren Lee Martin.
Welcome to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Lauren Lee Martin, and today I'm joined by a pioneer woman in cannabis, Ms. Karen Lazarus, founder of Sweet Mary Jane. She is an infusion genius specializing in small batch artisanal desserts and medicinal tincture blends, all made by hand, custom to each order. She's been featured on High Times, Entrepreneur Magazine, New York Times, Forbes, New York Magazine, and even National Geographic, and has been compared to pretty high-end bakers and chefs in so far as taste, and has won prestigious awards for her infusion confections, and she also has a new book coming out. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So, why don't you tell us a little bit about Sweet Mary Jane, its concept, maybe the mission as it stands today?
Well, first of all, I've always wanted to have a bakery. I baked as a little kid. I just have always loved sweets. It was just a dream to have this bakery. And in 2009, I entered the Scharfenberger Chocolate Baking Contest, and I won. And that was kind of my ticket to entering this industry. I won, it wasn't a huge amount, but back in 2010, when I had the money from the contest, it was enough to start a MIP here in Colorado, MIP, Marijuana Infused Products Business. Okay. So I just took a leap of faith, got my license, and dove in.
And here I am. Yeah, the bravery that it took, I think, to decide to go into this industry. You know, maybe you could touch a little bit on the climate at the time. What was, you know, going on around people who maybe, you know, were questioning your decision to go into this industry. Was it difficult at this time? Was there anything particularly challenging that you might want to touch on?
I felt like I had all this confidence, like, this is going to be fine, it's going to be great, just go for it. And then I started talking to people about it, and they were like, are you insane? I mean, you're going to do that with this cash? I mean, there's, you know, this is unpaved territory. You could be just throwing this money out. And back then, there was nobody to really talk to, nobody to ask, how do I go about this? Mm-hmm. And so it was just kind of, you know, figuring it all out with nobody there by my side to kind of walk me through things. I didn't know how to dose. I was worried about the federal government. You know, the DEA is looming. And even, you know, a couple of years after we had opened, we did have the DEA break into our bakery, guns drawn. Yeah, they came in machine guns, but then realized, oh, wait a second, this is just a bakery. They thought they were looking for a grow. Like, whoops.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely scary. I mean, I did have people who supported me. My daughter works with me now, and she was in college at the time, and I told her, and she supported me. My parents supported me. It was, but, some of my friends who just thought, this is very unsure. But I am so grateful that I just stuck with it. I love this industry.
Oh, that's fabulous. Maybe you could talk to me a little bit about what that first kitchen was like. I'm sure that the technologies and now have grown and gotten more efficient. But at that time, when you first got your shop open, or your kitchen opened, what did that look like? What were you guys dealing with?
Okay, well, first of all, you have to have a place all set up, your lease in place in order to even apply for your license. So that was my first step, get your space. That took forever because landlords were just, I'd call up and I was completely honest. I said, I want to open a cannabis bakery. And they wouldn't even take the time to ask a question. It was just slam the phone down. And finally I found somebody who said, okay. And it was this 500 square foot nothing. It was an old garage that we just kind of had to build out. I bought my oven at the Salvation Army for $60.
Wow.
Yeah, I bought all used equipment and just decided, okay, just start baking. And that's what I did. Once my license came through, I just went and got the cannabis and started making. The first thing I did was a brownie.
Mm-hmm. That
was sort of the quintessential idea of what do people want? A pot brownie is something they know, but we made it fancy. So, just started baking, bringing samples around, because back then there was no metric or tracking system, so I could just bake and then go to dispensaries and say, do you like this? And they did. And it was just like, okay, I can do this.
That's amazing. Yeah, you've got to get that brownie right. I think that's kind of a rite of passage, right? With
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when we were baking brownies in college, we were taking the weed and putting it right into the batter, which, of course, is disgusting.
I remember doing that. It's not very tasteful.
Yeah. It's not.
That's so funny. Well, now you're kind of an infusion genius, and you've kind of figured out how to almost completely get rid of that cannabis taste from people who review your products. It's just, that's something they touch on a lot, is that just the taste is out of this world. Infusion.
I worked really hard on that. It's it was one of those things that I don't like the flavor of cannabis, so we worked very hard. We were infusing with canna butter, which still you have that hashy taste, and then we started infusing sugar and adding that instead of the canna butter, which reduced that cannabis flavor. But now we only bake with distillate, so we've pretty much eliminated the taste of cannabis altogether. And that's kind of my thing here is, I want to have beautiful products. We're not looking to mass produce. We want to have a beautiful bakery, and we do. We take a lot of care with all of our products. They all look good. We have people here who, put the icings on and the fillings in. Everything looks really pretty. It looks like a real bakery.
Yeah. When you look at these products, like when you look at them on your website, you can tell it's a labor of love. I mean, each one is handmade, custom to order, which I imagine is just, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of work. We've had to eliminate a couple of products because they just took too long to make. And there's a point where it's like, we can't charge that much for a cannabis cookie. We had to eliminate, a couple of our sandwich cookies because of that reason that, it just took too long. And right now the industry is still so young that, people aren't willing to spend a whole lot on a real specialized confection.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
The only one that we kept because it's really our signature is that those True Confections, which are the it's a peanut butter truffle, and it's sandwiched in between two salty pretzels, and it's dipped in dark chocolate and drizzled with white chocolate. And as labor intensive as it is, people have been ordering them since we opened. I just can't bring myself to take those off our menu.
Well, I hope you don't, because just you describing it right then just made
really
me mouth water. Yeah, it sounds amazing. So you started in the medical sector, obviously, when you were starting, and when did you get your adult use license and making recreational products, and how challenging was that sticking with the microdosing regulations and for recreational purposes?
I waited till 2015. I was kind of unsure about getting that rec license. I just thought, we're doing well with medical. I really like the medical side of it. What do we need it for?
Mm-hmm.
But then I started talking to people and just getting some feedback. There are a lot of people out there who use cannabis for medical purposes but do not want to sign up for a red card and get medical products, you know, for numerous reasons. You know, maybe their jobs, you know, for whatever reason, they want to just buy recreational. So we went ahead and did it and got the rec license in 15. Like I said, I waited a couple of years because I was sort of unsure. But the challenges with it, you know, it's funny when you just said microdosing. So the MED says that we can have 10 milligrams of activated THC per product. We can package up to 100 milligrams in a package. It really wasn't that much of a challenge. It was just, wow. I guess the challenge was finding, you know, all this, you know, the recreational resources that we needed. You know, who was selling the kind of cannabis that we want to buy, you know, to process here. And for us at the beginning, that was tough, but we have, you know, nailed all that down. We used to have a grow. I don't do that anymore. It was just too much. So now we purchase.
Well, we need to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Karen Lazarus. And if you have a chance on the break, take a look at ilovesmj.com and see all the products that are literally making my mouth water as we speak. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th through the 26th, inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio podcast leader for all things cannabis, cannabisradio.com. Be one of the first to register today at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
I am Lauren Lee Martin, and you are listening to Blunt Business. I'm here with Karen Lazarus, founder of Sweet Mary Jane, and we've been talking about her business getting started in the edible sector, and we just started touching on Karen dealing with the microdosing regulations as she entered into the recreational sector. Karen started in 2009 when she took home the grand prize in this, I don't believe I'm going to say this correctly, but is it Scharfenberger? Scharfenberger.
Scharfenberger.
Chocolate. It's a hard word to say. Scharfenberger Chocolate Adventure Contest, and used the prize. Yeah, and she used the prize money to start her business. Karen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, well, thank you.
There is a topic that I'm passionate about, which is women in cannabis. And in the cannabis sector, we have more female-owned businesses than any other sector in the American economy. And you've actually been featured as one of Indiegogo's Women of Weed in a film they created, highlighting a few of the women who are helping create the first billion-dollar industry that's not dominated by men. As a pioneer of sorts, as a pioneer of sorts for women getting into the industry, what do you think is important for women to know about this industry that might be specific to them?
You know, I think the industry, first of all, it's changed a lot, and I feel that although everybody's welcome, more men are entering the industry, and I don't have a problem with that. It's just that I feel that women were the ones that were brave enough to step into it when it first started. We took the chances. We made it so that the industry can work for us. I felt that, at our bakery, the women working here were a lot less inclined to ask for, look at what I made. Doesn't it look great? They would just make beautiful products and that would be it. We had a couple of guys who were making our concentrates for us. And honestly, every time, you know, something came out, they were like, pass it around, look at this. And so I felt that the women that we were working with certainly had a lot less ego invested. They were just doing this because it was a passion for them. I think that there's a lot of power in taking chances, and you've got to be brave. And this industry has certainly showed us how many women are brave. I mean, we stepped into it with no one to guide us. We did it on our own. And absolutely. I just feel like that's it. Just take the chance. Be confident. Know you can do it.
Absolutely. And, well, as a woman in cannabis, you've actually, you know, because you are one of those women, you've kind of paved the way for other women to be brave. Just like you said before, that there were so many chances that had to be taken, and there was nobody to look up to on how to do this. There was no instructional pamphlet, no books that were being made saying this is how you build your cannabis empire. You just did it yourself, and it's a testament to how powerful women can be when we put our minds to something.
Yes, because I feel like I just felt, you know, for me it was just take this chance, because I had the confidence in myself, you know, even though many people out there, you know, like I said at the beginning, did not have that same confidence in what I was doing. But I just felt like if I stick with this, I'm passionate about this, I can make this work. It's not going to be easy, and it's not easy. This is a tough industry, but we can do it. We can do this. And, you know, I've done other podcasts, and I've said, you know, if there are women out there who need some help, I'm always open to talking to people and just saying, you know, this is what I think would be the best way to kind of move forward with what you want to do.
Inspiring. Yeah, absolutely inspiring. So we've actually touched a little bit on the passion you have in using your business as a way to heal people, to bring your product to those who need it medically. Yeah, that's how you started. That was your passion. How do you manage the balancing act that is being a business owner, as well as essentially having to be an activist every day, considering the federal ban that's still in action here? But since the beginning, you've kind of, I think most people in this industry consider themselves activists as well as business owners.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, what I had to do, and of course, this is probably what all of us have to do, is we have to have help. You can't do it all. At the beginning, I was so afraid to kind of give anything up, because you start these businesses, and honestly, because you've put so much blood, sweat, and tears into it, you're afraid to kind of let anything go, and you're hanging on to every scrap. I have to bake, I have to go out and talk to people, I have to do everything. And then finally you realize, okay, there's lots of people out there who are competent, and you hire them, and they help you out. And the people at Sweet Mary Jane do just that. They're great.
Awesome.
We have a wonderful team here, and we'd be nothing without them.
Sure. It seems like to me, just from listening to you and in your business practices, that you do everything pretty methodically. You think things through before you make any kind of major decisions, like making the decision to go into recreational sales. Everything's pretty deliberate with you. Do you think that's contributed to your success?
I do, because one of the things that I've been super careful about is I'm not looking to be one of those huge companies out here. We don't need a chain of Sweet Mary Janes. We don't need to be in every state. We need to do what we're doing here and do it well and get it down right. So yeah, I don't jump into anything. I believe that once we have things kind of settled and figured things out, then we can move on to the next project. And we do that with every single thing that we test here. We're just making some new confections here, and they'll go through some rigorous treatment before they hit the market.
Right. So as a business owner and an entrepreneur, I'm sure that you relate to that drive to get better, get bigger, always wanting to go to the next level. What are your goals for the future? What can we see from Sweet Mary Jane coming up?
We're expanding our tincture line. We've been working on that for quite a while. So we're adding some more. We do our best-selling tincture, which is sort of amazing because we never thought this at the beginning, is we sell something on the recreational side. It's called Creature Comfort. On the medical side, it's called THCA. And that product is, when it's called THCA, it's geared towards people who don't want the psychoactive effects of THC.
Correct. It's
So children.
unactivated THC, correct? Is
Yep.
that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
With, if it's got that A on there, so that means the acid is still attached and there is no psychoactive.
Got
So
it.
that product, on both medical and rec called Creature Comfort, is our top seller.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
Amazing.
and the Creature Comfort people use for their pets. So they use it for their dogs, cats. Yeah, it's amazing. And we're coming
That's
out, we're
exciting. Yeah,
expanding on that line.
that's an exciting venue to get into, because it's well needed, and I want to get more into that. We do have to take another short break, but I'm definitely going to touch on that when we get back. Stick around, stay with us. We're here with Karen Lazarus. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano-emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping for essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. On the air with us now is Karen Lazarus, founder of Sweet Mary Jane. And right before the break, we were talking about using your Creature Comforts products with pets, with our animals. And it's an exciting little sector of the industry, because I know personally, in my opinion, I have an animal in my life that absolutely needs this. Karen, you said that you've seen great success with the sales of Creature Comforts. Tell us a little bit more about this product and maybe how people can use it with their own pets.
Okay, so I just want to be clear. So on the recreational side, you buy it, it's called Creature Comfort.
Got
on
it.
The medical side, we have to call it THCA.
THCA.
Because the Marijuana Enforcement Division asked us to change that name to THCA because it's also for people who don't want the psychoactive. And if it's geared towards pets, what they said to us is a pet cannot get a red card.
So, that's true.
That's very true.
I don't know.
So there it is.
Smart pet before. But that's kind of a no-brainer then, I guess. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, that has, you know, we started making this, you know, very early on, and it's now our top seller. It's the tincture that sells the most. It outsells all edibles. It outsells everything we have. And,
wow.
I mean, it's an amazing product. Yeah, it's great. So again, you know, there's no psychoactive. We have people calling us all the time who have been using this either for, you know, anxiety, their pets have arthritis, their pets have cancer. You know, we've had a couple of people who've gotten a couple of extra years of life for their pets using this product. It's been really cool. It makes me really happy.
Beautiful. Kind of in the same vein of hearing those stories. I'm sure working in the medical sales as intimately as you have, you've heard some incredible stories. Are there any in particular with your specific product that stands out to you, that says to you, this is why I do what I do?
Oh, gosh. You know, there's so many calls that we get on the medical side for cancer patients calling us. And I can't say that this is what does it, but this is what I'm just telling you what people tell me.
Sure.
And we just got a call from somebody who's been suffering for a couple of years from prostate cancer and using a tincture, using a 3-to-1 that we make, and he's just gotten a clean bill of health. And he swears that it's from this because he's not doing anything else. He hasn't been going for radiation or doing any other treatments. Hormone therapy, he's just been using this, and he says this is what did it for me. And that's not the only time we've gotten a call like that. So that's the kind of stuff, when you hear that, it just makes you feel so good. Because when I first started, I started because I wanted a bakery, but then, you know, starting to look into it a little more and reading about these medicinal effects that cannabis has, it's just like, oh my God, yeah. This stuff is beautiful.
Absolutely. And how reinforcing to hear stories like that, that's just like, okay, I'm in the right industry. This is my calling. This is why I do what I do. I know you're also passionate about kind of participating in the this challenge we have as a country with this opiate addiction that's just gone rampant throughout our country, and utilizing products like your edibles or your infused products to kind of help people through that process. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm in this opioid crisis. I mean, Americans are struggling right now with this addiction, and the times are desperate. So I feel like if there has been some evidence to show that cannabis can help people get off of these pills, why not take that measure and give it a shot? You can't become addicted to cannabis. I mean, it's not going to kill you. So why not give it a chance? Just see what it can do. We don't know, because we know that there's not been enough research, but the states that have allowed cannabis use and are where the dispensaries are selling to people with opioid addiction, we're seeing that, you know, fewer daily doses of opioids are prescribed per year in these legal states.
Absolutely. Well, I know personally that's my story as well, not necessarily with opiate addiction, but I suffer from a chronic pain condition. And, you know, that's all that they could throw at me was just opiates. And I know for me personally, using THC products, specifically edibles, have really helped me be more productive in my life. And so, you know, that's definitely a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And I'm just absolutely thrilled with what you have done with your company in order to make gains in that area and be an activist just in that area as well.
That's great to hear, because it is really scary what is happening. And it's just sort of amazing when you think about it, that these pills are just legal. You can just go to the doctor and get a prescription, and look, and to fight cannabis like that.
Yeah,
I mean, we have deaths every day from opioids. We don't have that with cannabis. How is this an issue?
I hear you.
Time for desperate measures. I know, preaching to the choir.
Karen, I have absolutely loved having you on the show today. I love being
so
able
sweet.
To pick your brain. It's time to wrap up, but I do want to just plug one more time where people can find your products. They can go to ilovesmj.com. You have a book coming out.
The book is out.
Yeah. Oh, it is out. It's out. And it's 75 delicious cannabis-infused high-end desserts by Karen Lazarus. You can find that pretty much everywhere, I believe. And thank you so much for giving us your time and your insight today. I can't wait to get a hold of one of your confections. Let's see. If you're in the Denver area or in Colorado, you won't have to look far to find them in your local cannabis retail store. Karen, thanks again so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was thoroughly enjoyable.
Amazing. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and very soon, iHeartRadio.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.